KQED. This is the California Report. Good morning. I'm Danielle Venton. About 90 homes along the Kings River are still under mandatory evacuation orders. The area east of Kingsburg and Fresno County was inundated late Friday after levee breaches. A total of about 300 people have had to evacuate, according to the Fresno Bee. Crews are bringing in sandbags to fill the breaches. Heading now to politics. This week, all eyes will be on the Senate health bill as Republicans push to get a vote before the July 4th recess. Many California Democrats have been loud and proud in their opposition.
It's a horrible bill. It's going to wreak havoc on people's lives.
Barbara Lee, a Democratic representative from California's District 13 in the East Bay, says the bill will have the greatest impact on the most vulnerable people.
But when you look at it, populations of people such as the homeless, such as children, seniors, they're going to be the ones who are going to be hit the hardest. And if they have resources, they're going to have to pay more.
One of those extremely vulnerable populations include the homeless who live on the notorious Skid Row in Los Angeles. Michelle Eloy from KCRW visited Skid Row to find out how Obamacare revolutionized healthcare there and what's at stake if it disappears.
I want you to close your eyes and just tell me if I'm moving your toe up or down.
Kevin McWhorter has diabetes and is getting his feet checked for nerve damage at a clinic on Skid Row.
Down.
McWhorter lives in a nearby shelter, but he's been able to control his diabetes since Obamacare allowed more adults to enroll in Medi-Cal 3 years ago. He's one of the 3.5 million Californians and thousands of homeless people who suddenly had health coverage after years of going without. McWhorter says being insured has helped him get healthier.
Diabetes is rocking. My blood pressure is like 127 over 63. I'm just fat. But I'm eating differently. They gave me a whole booklet on eating rabbit food. But, you know, it's healthy, and I want to live today.
McWhorter is a regular here at L.A. Christian Health Center. It's just one of many clinics that tend to the homeless on Skid Row. Since 2014, this clinic has signed up nearly 2,500 homeless people for Medi-Cal. The percent of patients who have insurance jumped from 28 to nearly 70%. That's made it easier to control illness on Skid Row, and the extra federal funding helps the clinics pay for more staff and equipment. But the Republican plan would start clawing back that money, starting in 2021.
I mean, it essentially turns the clock back.
Mark Trotz works on homeless health care for L.A. County. He says expanding Medi-Cal has also helped the county hospitals that serve the homeless. Trotz says L.A. County gets nearly $600 million extra dollars every year from Obamacare.
What that means for the county at large is that there's more money for other county services like libraries and other things.
Mary Morgan was another person who could enroll in Medi-Cal because of the law. The 50-year-old says having a medical home helped her lose 100 pounds. And then last November, she finally had long-awaited back surgery to fix compression in her lower spine. Morgan says she'd been dealing with excruciating pain for years. And for four of those years, she was living on the streets.
Sleeping on the concrete bears your back even more.
Morgan now lives in a women's shelter on Skid Row. She says she'll need another surgery soon and is relying on Medi-Cal to pick up the bill.
Without funding for that, what are we going to have? We're going to get sick and kill over and die when we could be saved? You know, That little medical thing helps a lot of people. Little that they know, it does. Because a lot of us can't afford it. And we need it.
The Senate may vote in a matter of days, but it's likely to be very close. The doctors and nurses who treat Morgan, and thousands like her, will be watching. For the California Report, I'm Michelle Eloy in Los Angeles.
Find more special coverage of homelessness this week from KQED and the California Report. We're part of a collaboration with dozens of Bay Area news organizations looking deeply at this issue. Head over to californiareport.org. Let's look ahead to elections in 2018. For Democrats to have any chance of taking back the House next year, they'll need to win several congressional seats in California now held by Republicans. KQED's senior editor for politics and government, Scott Schaefer, reports on a new campaign aimed at doing just that.
20 years ago, Democrat Ellen Tauscher knocked off an incumbent Republican to win a congressional seat east of San Francisco. Now she's starting a political action committee in hopes of knocking out 7 Republicans in districts that Hillary Clinton won in November. To do that, Tauscher says, she's hoping to channel some of the political capital that often leaves California.
We give lots of money, and a lot of it goes out of the state. We have lots of people that volunteer. A lot of them go out of the state. We would like to have people stay in California and help us win these seats back.
Several of the seats Democrats are hoping to take back are in the Central Valley, like the one around Modesto, now held by Republican Jeff Denham. That's a district where water is a defining issue, says consultant Katie Merrill.
If you look at Jeff Denham's district, frankly, the best person would be a Democrat on the local water board. That's who should run in that district.
Merrill says the PAC, called Fight Back California, will try to help Democrats avoid mistakes they've made in the past.
In the case of Denham, 2012, 2014, 2016, 3 times, Democrats have tried to win that seat and failed. So we have to do something different.
They're hoping to start by recruiting candidates who speak to the issues voters there care about most: jobs, health care, and water. For the California Report, I'm Scott Schaefer.
To hear more of our conversation about Democrats' plans to win back House seats in California, listen to our politics podcast. You'll find it at californiareport.org.
Support for the California Report comes from the California Healthcare Foundation, celebrating 20 years of advancing healthcare that works for all Californians, on the web at chcf.org. The James Irvine Foundation, expanding economic and political opportunity for Californians who are working but struggling with poverty. More at irvine.org. And Eric and Wendy Schmidt, whose family foundation advances the wiser use of energy and natural resources on a planet where everything is connected. On the web at theschmidt.org.
And finally today, we'd like to congratulate 3-year-old 125-pound Martha of Sebastopol. The Neapolitan Mastiff was this year's winner of the World's Ugliest Dog Contest, held in Petaluma at the Sonoma Marin Fair. And she is quite a looker. That's the California Report for Monday, June 26, a production of KQED Public Radio. I'm Danielle Venton.